You are that person. Each one of us is poor and insignificant. Each one of us can fall off the road into those dark places mentioned here in Ephesians. Each one of us has our own pit. But you know what God did? He looked at you and he loved you. He saw you as his precious treasure, as a bountiful gift. He loved you so much, he shined his light into the world. And you know who that light is? Do you know who it is? Jesus. Sent his son Jesus to die on the cross so that you could live in his light and live in his love. You are decked in Jesus' mercy. You are wearing beautiful diamonds that speak of his grace. You are dearly loved. You shine bright simply because God chose you. Now, here's the thing. That solves restraint. Being so overwhelmed and satisfied by God's love for us. We live in it. Now, that's not to say that there are dark times that come. On this side of heaven, we're going to slip up. We're going to fall, each one of us. Paul says in Romans that the old Adam is still there. We still slip up. But here's what it is. It's that with Jesus as our light in our life, we have health. We have well-being. We oftentimes think of the light of Christ as something that shines on evil. That's certainly in the Bible. You can exegete that and find parts of the Bible that speak to that in John's gospel. But Jesus' light, I think, here is something different. It cleanses and brings health to our lives. As science has proven, you pull back the blinds to let sunlight in and it cleanses the air in our homes. So also when we pull back ourselves and open ourselves up and let Christ shine in us, you see something cleansing and healthy comes from us. Jesus binds himself to you today. You're bound to Jesus. Luther would call, he would say this, what am I doing here? I'm grabbing my communion cup. Luther would say this, you're baked in the same cake as Jesus Christ. He abounds himself to you like flour and eggs and cake. He binds himself to you. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood. Walk with me in my grace. Walk with me in my truth. Walk with me in my love. Now, as we walk this week, we go out from this place and we walk. And we walk with Jesus. We walk with his light and shine it to others. But here's the thing. That doesn't mean temptations are going to go away. Temptations are on the way. They're coming this week. Okay, with all the things mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5, they're coming your way. Paul says in verse 16, for the days are evil. Do you believe the days are evil today? Yeah, I see people had, no, I remember, or did you experience great peace with the news that you read this week? No one heard that? Paul said the days are evil today. Temptations like sexual immorality are right around the corner for every person. 40 to 50% of the internet leads people to this. Crude talk is right around the corner. To bring vulgarity is celebrated in today's society. Temptation is on the way with strife, city councils, school boards. You name it, we're seeing it across the country. We're seeing it today. You be different. Practice restraint. You are the light of the world. You are a light. Walk as children of the light. Be reminded, Jesus has bound himself to you. Shine that light to others. Every person you meet this week. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Jesus, what a hard walk to follow you. We raise up some significant things this morning that are challenging. And we don't always agree on every issue at our church. No one ever does, even in our own families, Lord, with things that are coming our way. So much strife and difficulty in our community. Lord, above it all, rather than we get our points right, send Jesus to be our light. Help us to walk in that light and shine it. Show restraint in the relationships that are right in front of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.